Hello, lovelies. Welcome to this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. I look forward to sharing my channeled message with you today. And if you love it, please remember to like, share, review, and subscribe. Welcome to Metaphysical Storytelling Volume 2. Those of you who didn't hear Volume 1, I am going to do a series of metaphysical stories. Many will be from the Bible, but there will probably be some from other cultures as well. And they're definitely not going to be in order. So don't think, oh God, every week she's going to do this. This week, we are going to talk about the 7 days of creation. I think this is important because it is so grossly misunderstood. It's interesting to me to think about what the number seven itself is. It is, for those who are into numerology or angel numbers or whatever, and if you're not, it's interesting anyway, okay? Number seven is said to be a very highly spiritual number, a reflection of high intuition and inner wisdom, deep inward knowing. And that's cool, really, because the whole story of the 7 days of creation is really a metaphor for our spiritual evolution. And, you know, it's actually really a quite divine metaphor for awakening. It's this cycle, this spiraling staircase of ignorance and understanding, right? It peels off like an onion. And, you know, we know things, we learn new things, we assimilate them, and then we find this next space of ignorance, right? Night and day, night and day, night and day, night being ignorance, day being understanding. It is the same process that we use to manifest the good life for ourselves. It's the law of attraction. And quite simply, it is a map, right? The story of the 7 days of creation, when viewed metaphysically, is a map for our evolution as individuals, as part of this greater good, right? The good for all of us. Now, of course, a lot of people, as soon as they start thinking about the 7 days of creation, they think about, are we talking about evolution? Are we talking about creationism? Neither. Okay. I mean, sure, but we're not literal. Metaphysical understanding is not a literal thing. Metaphysical means above the physical. Now, side note, before we get into all of that, you know, there are, okay. Have y'all seen Evan Almighty? It's like a modern day story of Noah's Ark. My daughter and I watched it the other day on a whim, and I ended up then showing her a YouTube video I found that was like 10 minutes long, retelling of the biblical Noah's Ark story. And they used clips from all these different movies to tell the story. And in some of them, they're like dinosaurs on the ark. Okay, now, I know that there are people who really desperately need to believe that there were dinosaurs on the ark. But guys, I really like science, and there's no way there were dinosaurs on the ark if you like science. I think that that belief stems from people being too literal and, quite honestly, limiting the universe. Call it God if you want, whatever you want to call it. But the idea that a day to creation, a day to God, a day to the universe would be the same as a day is to us is limiting something that is limitless. You know, in Hinduism, they credit Lord Brahma for being the creator of the world and all of the things on it, right? They say that he carries a craft of water that is the source of life. You know, that he is the keeper of the holy Vedas, which are, you know, basically the four things you need to live a happy life. But all that aside, when they talk about the creator of the universe, they say that a day is over 4 million years. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, the point of today's conversation is not to get into evolution versus creationism. Instead, it's to talk about spiritual evolution. In that way, the seven stages of the creative process are each of these days of creation. It is the same process for internal growth and realization, as well as universal and truly quite physical, right? We are allowed to want material things. That is part of this life. It is part of the whole point of having a body. So we start with day one. In the Bible, it says essentially to, you know, put it all in a nutshell, let there be light. Yes, let there be light. What is light? Light is intelligence. Light is that moment that we realize the possibility, that it is absolutely possible to have more. This is an early moment in the awakening process. It is creative power and presence and anticipation. It is the knowing that there is more. And once we realize that, we do need to rest in it day and night, right? Night, ignorance. Day, realization. We sit in it. And then we go to the next spiral, the next turn in that staircase, and we discover more ignorance. There's potential. What do I do with it? Day two. Day two dawns, and there's nothing but water. Water is all divine possibility, the unexpressed possibility in our minds. It seems intangible, like, great idea, but what the hell am I going to do with it? And so in the Bible, what it says for day two is, let there be a dome in the midst of the water. A dome, a beginning point. That little spot sticking up above the surface of potential. Something that allows us to add confidence in our own ability. Add that to our faith so that we can act. Action is required because we are humans in a physical world. Anyone who thinks that manifestation comes of faith alone is, again, ignorant and needs the light of intelligence to flood in. This is when we call upon spiritual substance, when we daydream about that thing that we want, and then we bless it. This, the equivalent, or something better. And we release it back to the universe. This is important because when all we have is that point of action, that maybe it's a business, maybe it's the name, right? Maybe it's the decision to seek out something new. I remember my day one. My day one, I was still married to my ex-husband. I was driving through our neighborhood. I have a very clear memory of exactly where I was when all of a sudden it hit me. There is more to life than this, than just work and home and waiting. There's more. And I started to focus on the more and daydream about what it could be. That was day two. Once we rest in that there is potential and there is action that we can take, we graduate to day three. In the Bible, it says, let the waters under the sky be gathered together into one place and let the dry land appear. So here we were on day two, standing up on the little point of realization that different change, life, joy, whatever is possible. And we look all around and we see the potential. We don't know what to do. So on day three, we call in tangible ideas. And on that dry land is where opportunity appears. You stand there and you say, oh, I can do this, I can do that. Maybe it's different places to have a job. Maybe it's different ways to fall in love. Maybe it's different ideas for a book, whatever it is, right? The dry land starts to appear. And out of infinite possibilities, we are given the power to choose because we can see. And so then we have to take our thoughts, our individual creative ideas, our imagination, and visualize what each of these potential landing spots is for. So again, we're standing at the tip of the dome, the top of the mountain. And around us, there is water and possibility. But now, at the end of day three, we are seeing different choices. Maybe it's stay or leave. Maybe it's apply for a promotion or for a new job. Maybe it's move or give in to being a Texan forever. I have that conversation with people. But we use imagination to visualize what each of these could be. And we choose the one that feels right, that we can put the most faith in. And we focus there. But the wise make sure to be non-attached, right? Always remember, what do we say? This, the equivalent, or something better. Day four. Let there be light in the dome of the sky to separate the day from the night. Let there be intelligence to separate ignorance from understanding. The light is your intelligence. The light is that divine inspiration and intuition that then can separate ignorance from understanding. Which of these potential paths is stupid? Okay? And I don't mean stupid like nobody else believes it. No. Right? In fact, go universe. I just posted a 1-minute video about Serena Williams yesterday. A client is trying to be a tennis pro and she sent it to me. I didn't realize what the connection would be till right this minute. But they're going back and forth from an image of her as a child with her father coaching her. And he keeps saying, do it like you will at the U.S. Open. Do it like you will at the U.S. Open. And they're going back and forth from that imagery to her at the U.S. Open. And at the very end, there's one little short quote, and it says something like, it only sounds crazy until you do it. Yeah. So just because other people may not get it, that's not the thing that makes it ignorance. Okay? What makes it ignorance is if it's not good for you, right? If it's not being a good human being, doing what would serve your life and your heart and your peace of mind. And so within day four, there is a very important element of awakening that you guys have probably, assuming you've been listening, heard me harp on many times, which is no hypocrites allowed. Divine light, intelligence must be focused and reflected. You must live as if. You must be who it is you are trying to become. No hypocrites allowed. It starts in your mind with that idea on day one. Day four, you take action within your body. Then it starts to show up in your affairs. In order to do this, you must demonstrate that daylight, that understanding. We have to accept the light with the darkness, the yin with the yang. We have to know that the what ifs exist. There was a day that I got on an airplane to see a man that I hadn't seen since he was a boy. I knew that day, getting on that airplane to go and see him, that it might not be the love I thought it was. that it might be the universe knocking down walls and getting me to leave a situation I would have never left, that I could get there and it could be nothing but motivation. Or it could be the start of the next phase of my life. I was okay with both potential outcomes. That's only one example of the times that that's happened in my life. How many times has it happened in yours? We accept the light with the dark. It's worth it. I talked to a young woman who put her entire life on hold for a dream. She quit an amazing job. She went through all of these rounds of auditions and training, and she was cut at the very last minute. She's in the thralls of mourning this situation. But the truth is, she was aware of the risk when she took it, and this is not an ending. In day four, we see both sides clearly, and we accept them both. Then we go on to day five. In the Bible, it says, "Let the waters bring forth swarms of living creatures, and let birds fly above the earth across the dome of the sky." In other words, let tangible ideas, tangible pieces of evidence come forth within this potential. Give me signs. Give me progress. It is our sense world, finally. We can see it. We can hear it. Maybe we can smell and taste it. But we're starting to really get evidence that we are moving in the right direction. This is also guided by discrimination. Weighing it. Making orderly creative choices. What's next? What's not? As my career evolved from elementary school teacher to spiritual teacher, there were many steps along the path where I had to use my discrimination. Was I going to do this in the way that people who had come before me said they did it? Or was I going to do what was right for me? I didn't do it the way anybody else did it. I did it Jen's way, with careful discrimination, choice, free will, intuition. You can do the same thing. When we work through these steps in the process, when we make sure we are living as if, we get enough signs that we know we're moving in the right direction, that we know the universe is saying that way, that step, the steps are lighting up. Bam, 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 and we do it because we know we're going in the right direction, right? We have an idea of where we're going. This, the equivalent, or something better. Day six. Let the earth bring forth living creatures of every kind. So then God created man in his image. That's the moment that our ideas become clear and focused and formed. It is anticipation. It is pregnancy. You can taste it and feel it and you know it's real. It is faith plus patience plus action. It is when things happen. Yes. Yes. It is when you are clear that momentum is picking up, that this is happening. It was me seeing clients every day after work and on the weekends and realizing you can't go on like that too long. It was getting just a glimpse that first summer break that I said, I'm going to ignore my teacher salary and see what happens when I do my spiritual work full time. I wanted the whole summer. I didn't get the whole summer. I got 1 month, and then I woke up one morning and I knew it was time, and I made the decision and I resigned. I got just enough evidence. We are allowed to have evidence. Not too much. Not too much. I know if I would have tried to wait till the end of the summer, that something would have made it not work out. I still had to act out. I still had to step out in faith, but I did get enough evidence. Blind faith is not a requirement, but trust is. And that's day seven. Day seven, in the Bible, it says, God rested. This is the allowing. This is the creative energy moving through us without resistance. This is releasing control so that our creation can express through us, to us, around us. It is assimilation. It is trust. It is faith in potential coupled with a little bit of evidence. Evidence is allowed. A lot of people don't get into even day three or four because they think that they're going to have to jump off a cliff into the abyss. They think it's going to require blind faith. It doesn't require blind faith. You will be given signs. Things will point you in the right direction. If you pay attention, if you begin to be the person that you want to be, you can't wait. People think, oh, when I make enough money, then I'll be able to blah, blah, blah. Or, you know, when I fall in love, then I'll be peaceful and blah, blah, blah. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. You be you. Do you. Be the creature that you know you can be. Be who you are and be all in and make no apologies for it. It's nobody's business anyway. I didn't go around talking to people about my awakening unless I knew for sure that they were right there with me, or at least, you know, could understand it. I didn't tell my father what I was doing until he could go online and read my reviews. Not because I was trying to keep a secret, but because I didn't need anybody's night. I didn't need anybody's ignorance or fear. I was looking to the universe. I was getting signs. And do you do too? It doesn't have to be a spiritual thing. It can be buying a house. It can be getting a job. It can be not hating the other people in your existence. We're allowed to manifest anything we want, as long as we're not hurting anyone. Do you understand? Since we're being biblical, right? It is God's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. This universe is happy to meet your desires. I keep thinking about Stephen. Those of you who listen to the podcast, you've heard about Stephen. He is a local musician, very talented, also happens to teach my children guitar and helps me a lot with the sound here. He was talking to me the other day about successful people he knows and his path and even his girlfriend's path that they are building towards their dreams. And how you just don't give up. If you know it's yours, if you're paying attention, we get signs that we're moving in the right direction. Don't get distracted by time. Was the world created in 7 days? Or was each of those days 4 million years? Is it going to manifest for you instantly? Or will it take unfolding? Very few things happen in less than a year. I've noticed 3 years and 5 years are pretty magical numbers because I talk to a lot of people, entrepreneurs and inventors and athletes and you name it, Be patient, beloved. Because if your heart is in it, if you are truly being the person you would be if, then it will all come rushing in perfect time. Trust it. Bless it. This, the equivalent, or something better. So before I let you go, the Cliff Notes version. We can witness the 7 days of creation in our own lives and in the lives of others. Let's put it super simply. Day one, intelligence. This is the day that we realize potential and possibility. Day two, a beginning point, an idea. This is something that can change, but we do have to start somewhere. Day three, we start making choices. We start talking about it. Maybe not to others, but at least to ourselves, at least to the universe. Maybe your steering wheel. Number four is realization and focus. Start to focus in on that idea. We start to make real decisions and we start to discern what is useful, what is not. Sometimes we may cycle back through two, three, and four a couple of times until we get to day five where we have tangible ideas and tangible action. From tangible ideas and tangible action, we go to day six where we can clearly be focused on the potential and the momentum starts to build. We start pumping that old-fashioned water pump and you pump and pump and there's nothing until there is. Day seven, we allow it. The manifestation comes to be. And if we review back to those early days, we will realize that what we have manifest was this, the equivalent, or something better. Don't limit yourself, beloved. Work through your 7 days of creation with non-attachment. And if you do, what you're going to get in divine time is your something better. Until next time, beloved, namaste.
Hi, my name is Connie, and I wanted to tell you a little bit of my experience and my relationship with Jennifer. When I first met Jennifer, it was a very emotional and intense meeting. That day when I had walked in the door, I could feel this charge of emotion and care and kindness. It was nothing short of amazing. Also that day, I received something that I never thought I would ever, ever get. It changed my life, literally. Or that day, when I left, I was a changed person. I had a new outlook on life. I was happier. I felt lighter. It was something I will always be grateful for. Since then, our relationship has changed. It's become one of the most incredible. I'm fighting for the words because I don't know if I can find the words that are big enough to express how much it means to me. You know, excuse me, I'm getting a little verklempt. The things that I've learned about myself, about the world around me, about my spirituality has been priceless. And the level of gratitude I have in regards to that is just immeasurable. I don't know how I would go on if this relationship wasn't in my life, but I know that I've learned so much that I would be able to go on, so I'm grateful for that too. I became a patron of the podcast because it gave me the opportunity to support and nurture something that nurtures my spirituality and me growing as a person and becoming my best self. I'll always be grateful for it. It'll continue to go with me throughout the course of the rest of my life. There's so much love that is put into this, and supporting its growth will benefit this world. Namaste.
I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me today for this episode of Lessons from the Universe with Jennifer Hall. If you haven't already, come out and find me on social media. And if you're inspired by the podcast, please consider clicking that little green patron button at the top of the screen. Here, you can help keep us growing and flowing, and you can gain access to what I call Jen in real life. That is patron-only content. If you're wanting to learn more, I recently introduced educational sessions specifically to address people's questions that come up around the podcast. These are the only sessions available to new clients, and you can find details in the About section of my Facebook page. I want to send each of you light and love, clarity and wisdom, and know that whether you realize it or not, there's a little brunette with a podcast who's got your back. Until next time, beloved, namaste.